self-checkout. The paradox of choice. Supply demands variety, but just how many brands of waffles does a woman need to test before selecting one that suits her best? From waffles on to syrup, which entails the nuances of sausage links and sales, it's awful. Though Winona hopes to build her option tolerance, last week she killed a morning slack-jawed at the hardware store trying to pick the perfect 2x4-inch strip of cardstock. Teal a tad too jade, Luna too mucus, golf course lacking glade, only to find her subtle English pea, wall-sized, was not so subtle. You can see why after several minutes making faces at her reflection in the freezer cases this afternoon, she simply calls it quits. To hell with waffles, butter, bacon bits, and drops her basket in the sea of feet like a bomb or baby. Sure, she needs to eat, would maybe place an order. Could she win her takeout without going in again? As for delivery, it sounds terrific prior to toppings. Ma'am, please be specific. What kind of crust? And drive-through joints divide their menu into menus. Pick a side. Pick three, in fact. No, thank you. That's all right, Winona says. She's lost her appetite. Flat dithered out. So, barely getting by, why won't she make a move to simplify? She'd like to think that if she had her druthers, there'd be no druthers. Truth is, like the others who stand, eyes glazing over, and assay the stock, Winona hates to look away. Believes if she could memorize the list, she'd know there's nothing more than this she missed.